This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about. Before that, let me tell you who we are and what we do and see if you may be interested in learning more about what we do and how we can help you. We're going to have a little quiz here in a minute and talk about true or false. So the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risk with this wild market. If that's possible, yes, there are some strategies out there, folks, that you can have peace of mind. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees primarily, though we have some people who are younger than that through referrals, between my daughter and myself for over 60 years. That's right, folks, over not 6 years, 60 years. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter is a certified estate planner. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to call and schedule a meeting with us, and it looks like Pennsylvania, cross your fingers, folks, in our area, at least the Northwest, might be open for May 8th. Now, we're open for tax practice. We'll talk about what we do. But for the estate and retirement planning, we weren't. And, of course, Ohio, you're hearing the Saturday, opened up yesterday, May 1. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. I'd like to set up a company consultation by phone to learn more about what we do. In fact, you don't even have to come in. I don't care if you're in Pittsburgh. We've got people down in that area. I'll equip. We got people throughout the country. And after it's a good fit, after we talk on the phone for a little bit, we can have a go-to meeting webinar, a Zoom meeting, or whatever. And if you're not set up with that, just have a phone conversation. The charge is complimentary. And we'll talk about what we do in a little bit. But we're located, for those who want to visit us, is 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148. And if you'd like to see what our building looks like and what is this a real place or not, go to our website at leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. And we also have a tax practice, and that's innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, and Innovation Tax Service, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend out, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. We try to get a waiver for that for end-of-life planning. We were turned down, and folks, I think Governor Wolf might be in some serious trouble because he's got to answer the Supreme Court Justice Alito by Monday. Yes, Monday. They fast-tracked it all the way to the Supreme Court. And they want to know why they gave some businesses waivers and some they didn't. I would like to know that also. But that's the one thing. Of course, no one wants to go there in the first place. But with this COVID-19 in Pennsylvania, the Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, better known as Richard Levine, said half the people that have died had been in nursing homes. And then the governors, this was on Thursday, said that three-fourths of the people in nursing homes. So you certainly don't want to go to a nursing home. So what plans do you have if you have a catastrophic illness? and you want to stay at home, what plans? Because the cost of care, believe it or not, can be more expensive than a nursing home. Now, if you're just having someone 2 or 3 days, it's not. But what plan or what asset do you have set aside? Or do you have an asset that can do double duty, that you can earn money, but can be used for in-home care, assisted living care, or if you happen to go to that dreaded place, a nursing home, what asset that can do double to triple time what you have? Don't know what I'm talking about? That's why you need to set up that phone call to learn more about it. So it's best to do pre-crisis, but if you haven't done it in pre-crisis planning and you're unfortunate enough to go into a nursing home, I think you want to at least protect those assets for your spouse, or I think you'd rather give it to your heirs than give it to a nursing home. So that's one of the areas that we specialize in, is end-of-life planning. A lot of people don't talk about it. That's why I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. In fact, she used to be a director of admissions of a nursing home in Fayetteville, North Carolina, over 20 years ago. She's been in the business over 20 years herself. She was also a Mercer County area agent as a social worker. She worked for the Social Security office many years ago. We also do Social Security planning. And she also worked for Census Bureau in Washington, D.C., not doing census, but in charge of these long-term care project surveys. So I doubt if you're going to find someone in our field that has that kind of extensive background. She graduated summa cum laude from Slippery Rock. She had 3 years at Penn State, 3.93 out of a 4.0, and she got her master's in public administration, 3.90. She thought about being a lawyer, but I talked her out of it. She's not on the show, so I can brag about her. So anyways, that's one of the areas. Then we do tax planning and tax preparation, Innovation Tax Service. You may want to go to that website, sign up for a newsletter, and peruse that site, innovationtaxservice.com. You got till July 15th, and you can file an extension to October 15th. You don't get another 6 months on top of that, but there's no penalties or interest now until July 15th, but the extension goes to October 15th. But we're doing taxes. We've done piles of them, and we're allowed to do tax preparation in the office. And as far as the investments, we can't until hopefully to open up May 8th. And, of course, in Ohio, hopefully tomorrow. Not tomorrow. I'm doing this Saturday, so it'll be Friday. Yesterday, it'll be open May 1. So we do tax planning, tax preparation. What else do we do? I said Social Security planning. In fact, it reminds me, you should go to our website, leavealegacy.com, and you'll see on-demand seminars. One is, are you thinking about getting to retirement readiness? That's a good one. One's on Social Security. When you should take it? There's some mini seminars on that one. How about a paycheck for life? Not worrying about the market. Guarantee paycheck for life, like a personal pension program that pays you every single month, no matter what happens, as long as you live. That's called guaranteed income. So there's a seminar on that. One is on estate planning, wills, trusts, power of attorneys. One's how to have a tax-free retirement. Is that possible? Yes, a one on women and wealth. Go to leavealegacy.com. On demand seminars, you will see that. And we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania on estate planning. I belong to the Mahoning-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council. I don't know if we'll be meeting for quite a while with what's going on, but we have attorneys who specialize that, and we can do the planning. You don't even have to come in. You can set this up, learn more about by calling our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. Then when it comes to investments or savings, you need the investment or savings. We probably have it, so I like to describe it like the color of a traffic light. Yellow money is what? We call that your emergency money. And we recommend 3 months to a year. That would be checking, savings, money market, credit union. And then red money is anything go up or down. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. That's risk money. And you see how the market is volatile. The unemployment came out today. I'm doing this on Thursday. That would be April 30th. In unemployment, again, 3.8 million. We have about 20 or 30 million people out of a workforce, about 155 million approximately. That's about 20%, folks, that are unemployed within 6 or 7 weeks. That's huge. And we're not over yet. And we have 330 million. So what's the rest of them do? They don't work. They're either retired or kids or whatever the case may be. So the market has had a great month for April, but it was down 30-some percent. So big for April. So this is my opinion. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's going to go sideways. Now, in all due seriousness, no one really knows for sure. However, with the GDP contracting for the first quarter of over 6%, that's minus, folks. We won't know officially we're in a recession until the other quarter comes out in July, but we already know that we're in it. That's for sure. The question is, are we going to head in depression? Are we going to have a V-shape like Trump says, or a U-shape? I think the market is going to be a little volatile, maybe a little bit up. Hopefully after election, and then it's going to take a nosedive, folks. It was overcooked before, and I think it's going to stay that way for some time. So we have strategies on the green money strategy that you should like volatility. Because if the market goes down, you don't crater down. You reset at the lower part, and then you don't even have to get back even near even to make money. What are you talking about? Well, you got to call us to get schedule that phone call, complimentary phone call with myself and my daughter. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial, and I'll take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. Lots of free information on that website, and you can schedule a complimentary consultation. Then if it's a good fit, then we'll take you to the next meeting via a webinar or maybe a Zoom internet or just talk to you on the phone. We come back, we're going to talk about certain questions. Have you ever heard the word phantom income taxes, and why is that important? We're going to go through these true false questions. So you might want to take pen and paper, because we're going to be asking these questions and see if this makes sense or how you would answer them. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. So what we're going to ask you is some questions. I hope you got pen and paper that I asked you on the last segment. If not, I'll give you another minute or two. And these are important questions. There's not necessarily a right or wrong answer to these, but this will be determined if you should come in to see us or set up a complimentary consultation. I think many people, these are going to be probing questions, and I think the answer for many of you would be yes. There may be some that are doing things and everything's okay. So without further ado, let's go through the questions. The first question is, if there was a missing fact or piece of information or even a myth or misconception that was costing you a significant, hear this word, significant amount of money now or that could cause a problem in the future, would you want to know about it before making your financial decisions? That would be either yes or no. Number two, do you own risk-type investments like mutual fund, stocks, or bonds? If yes, you're most likely being affected by phantom income taxation, especially this year. Now, let me ask you, is this the first time you've heard of phantom income taxes? And would you like to or reduce to stop this taxation? Let me explain what phantom income taxation is. Let's say at the end of the year, you sold some stocks that you had. And let's say you were fortunate enough to have some loss, not fortunate, but you had losses. You sold them, or you had, could be have some even gains. But let's say you had some, at the end of the year, let's say you had $100,000 in XYZ company or stocks. You had $100,000. You started with $150,000, so you lost money. Person does your taxes, hopefully it'd be us, and you got to pay tax on $50,000. You say, wait a minute, I just lost $50,000. How am I going to pay tax on $50,000? I'm giving you a kind of an exaggerated number. Because during the year, maybe you didn't, but maybe the manager, if it was stocks, you might have, or your broker, but sold, or maybe you had some dividends were declared, and you had to pay tax on the dividends. And maybe they actually made some money on some of those funds throughout the year, but the cap value is down. Let me think about that. You start with 150, it's worth 100, and you got to pay tax on, say, 50, 30, 20, 40, whatever it happens to be. That's called phantom taxes, because if you had mutual funds, I don't like stocks, but if you had a mutual fund, you haven't realized that third equation. You paid XYZ for it, and you haven't sold yet, so it's not realized. So on paper, your account value was down, but yet you made some money on the dividends or the short-term sales things. That's called phantom taxes. So would you like to fix that? Nothing worse than having an open wound and someone's pouring salt in it. So question three, have you ever bought into the myth that you can withdraw 5% or have you heard the 4% rule of your portfolio because you're going to make 8 or 9%? And the broker said, if so, would you like to know how long the amount you're withdrawing is sustainable? Yes or no? Question four, do you agree that you should factor in and quantify all the fees, yes, all the fees and charges, so you know the true amount of your portfolio that is going to unknown or hidden fees and charge? Yes or no? Number five, would you have liked to review the real historical data on average investor returns? That's right, real, prior to making past financial decisions, so you have all the critical facts to really understand your true risk tolerance. I think the answer probably for many of you would be yes. However, it's either yes or no. Number six, have you made financial decisions without going through a comprehensive review of your taxes? If you're dealing with a broker, they're not a They can't give tax advice like we can. So if you had made financial decisions without going through a comprehensive review of your taxes, risk, comfort level, and income needs, and therefore had missing facts that could be affecting your current financial plans, Would that be a yes or no? Have you made financial decisions without going through those comprehensive review of taxes, risk, comfort level, and income needs? Therefore, had missing facts that could be affecting your financial plans? Yes or no? Number seven, prior to purchasing a specific investment in the past, would you have liked to know that you would be paying tax on your Social Security income, and would you like to reduce or eliminate this taxation? Boy, the people get irritated when they see that. A lot of them didn't even know they were paying tax on Social Security. So would that be a yes or no? Number eight, would you agree that knowing ahead of time about strategies for your assets and income streams, such as our three-bucket approach to help you take better control of your future, would you have been beneficial to know? Yes or no? And two more. There's much more, but I'm just going to give you two more. Would you like to make sure you know the five critical questions to ask your financial advisors to make sure their recommendations are in your best interest? Yes or no? Would you like to know about the tax advantage payout, how you might enjoy your money in a very tax advantage way and perhaps increase your income, a predictable income? So these are just some of the questions. If you're interested in learning more about that and what we do, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800 and set up a complimentary consultation. That's right, complimentary consultation. How much does it cost? Absolutely nothing. Toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to a website called leaveaLegacy.com. Has all our contact information. So those are just some critical areas that you need to ponder. I hope you had a pen and paper and writing those down. If you didn't get all of them, I'd like to have a copy. I have more of that. I can email that to you. You can email me at david@leaveaLegacy.com. I have a lot more questions than that that are pretty powerful. So let's talk about how to survive a bear market. And are we in a bear market? Well, we definitely were in it. Are we still in it? Because they had a pretty strong April. A bear market is when an investment declines 20%. That's known as a bear market. A correction when it's 10% or more. So it depends on what you bought and what you have, but there's a lot of people that are still down 20% or more. They were down a lot more. Some people were not down as much because it depends on if they were tactical or strategic. So how do you survive? And we're going to talk about on the rest of this segment and next segment, a bear market. As I told you, bear markets can have big spikes up. It looks like it's a fake, and it takes off to a bull, then it heads right back down. I already told you my belief, and I told you it was overcooked, and the pandemic just pushed it over. So would you agree we're in an unprecedented times, global pandemic, not just United States, worldwide for the most part, remote workplaces, closed storefronts, difficulty in getting resources, some cities even sheltering in place. I wonder what state they're referring to. Some of the heaviest market volatility since 2008. Here's a quote that Mike Tyson, you remember him, the famous heavyweight champion? Everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. Is that you? Well, many of them out there did get punched in the mouth quickly, and they were down for the count. Although April came back a little bit. Is it going to go back down, or are you going to do something about it? Is this the same as 2008? Yes and no. Let's compare the two. 2008, caused by irresponsible and risky lending practices. 2020, the coronavirus began in Wuhan, China. Now, I have reports I'll talk about on the last segment about the University of North Carolina, and they might have shipped it over to Wuhan. We'll talk about that in the last segment. 2008, started with a housing bubble. 2020, a number of cases slowed or halted manufacture in China, the world's second largest economy and largest export of goods. 2008, they had what? Mounting foreclosures. Now you can't even foreclose, at least for temporary. Many of the 2020, many of the products and services businesses used for their production were in China, causing global supply chain disruptions. In 2008, investors had little confidence in mortgage and loan markets. Virus in 2020 began to spread to U.S. and other global markets. In 2008, loans and credits were no longer easily available. 2020, arguments between Russia and Saudi Arabia over oil prices. In 2008, caused global liquidity issues and downturn. 2020, sell-offs in stock and bond markets because of uncertainty and worry about the economic outlook. And 2008, result large recession it took until 2015 to recover from. And 2020, the result, fastest bear market in history, though the outlook is still uncertain. So it's a good time to get a second opinion. Do you have a plan in place? No matter what happens, if we take a severe crash, do you have a plan, a predictable plan that covers taxes, those five critical things that I talked about? If not, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Set up that complimentary consultation. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about your protection for a bear market. So please listen to this important message. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We're going to continue about how to survive a bear market. Before we do, our books aren't in yet, but we have a book that's coming in. And we talked about it the last several weeks. And if you'd like to get the book, our chapter that we wrote along with Jack Canfield, you know, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, that sold millions and millions of copies worldwide, our chapter is we reduce taxes by 50%, almost 100% of the time. That's one of the areas that we specialize in. The name of the book is Pillars of Success. Pillars of Success. So I'd like to get an autographed copy. Again, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. And there's no charge, no shipping or anything. So before we talk about how to protect your assets from a bear market, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like you're paying too much in taxes? Are you preparing to sell a real estate? If they open up, hopefully they will, at least in our area, to sell your property. And a lot of people have been holding off. They couldn't really do it. Would you like to increase your retirement income or lower your investment risk level? Have you lost a spouse and now have all the financial decisions to make? Are you retiring? Roll over your IRA or a large sum of money? A complete discovery of what you want your money to do for you should be your most important first step. So let me ask you this question. If there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if you could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, when would you want to find out about it? Today, hopefully, or 5 or 10 years from now, or never? If that fact or piece of information was a must know fact, underscore, must know fact. Would you agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that you put your money at risk? That's what makes our firm different, Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make sound financial decision that is in your best interest before making a decision. We have a three-step review process. Is the first place to start and lead you to five critical questions I talked about earlier that must be answered regarding your personal financial needs for income, you know, predictable income, liquidity, future tax issues, risk comfort level, and even estate planning to be sure and financial recommendations are in your best interest. This review applies to any financial decision or concern you have. It helps you stop your money falling through the cracks and assures that any major financial decision is right for you. So call our toll-free number and schedule a complimentary consultation by phone at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Also, are you considering a reverse mortgage, selling an income stream, or annuity or life insurance policy, debt reduction strategy, or major income tax concerns? No matter what the issue is, first place is that three-step process. So call us toll-free at 800-264-4963 or Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So how do we know you're in a bear market? I already told you what one definition is. When the S&P declines 20% or more, 10% or more is called a correction. So we don't know what the future holds. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But we do know that there are ways we can better prepare for certain times, especially right now and during retirement, so you can have peace of mind predictable. Now, we have red money, risk money, that's risk, and we have money that's safe money. Money, a lot of people are gravitated to it, has a predictable guarantee income that you cannot outlive. That's why you should go to that website, leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminars. And you'll see one of the webinars that's there 24 hours a day is guaranteed income, paycheck for life. So what's important about the red zone? You know, what's a red zone? 5 to 10 years before retirement. This is when your retirement savings are most at risk. Sequence risks. Ooh, what is that? Well, if you're a buy and hold and you're not taking money out, it'll all work out. But if you're in retirement, you catch the wrong end on a falling knife, guess what? You're going to be running out of money. So sequence risk is very important. We've talked a lot about that in the past. How about longevity risk? I didn't realize I was going to live that long. Have something that's predictable that you know is going to be there. So longevity risk is important. How about behavior risk? Those are all different types of risks. Have you talked that with your advisor? So let me give you an example on sequence returns risk. Let's say you had $400,000, and let's say you started in 2000, all right, and you weren't taking any money out, and you 2000 had the first 3 years, you caught the wrong cycle, but you weren't taking money out. You had a negative 10, minus 13, minus 23, and then you held on 2003, 26, 2004, almost 9, then a 3, then a 13, then a 3, up, oh, here comes 2008, minus 38, then it bounced back, 2009, 22, 2010, 12, 2013, wow, 29, 2014. Well, guess what? Guess what, folks? You have earned over those 14 years 4.07%. So your $400,000 would have grew to $2.9 million. Now, let's go through another scenario, and it's called this is return actual that I gave you here. How about return swap. In 2000, we just reversed the ones. All right? Well, the reversed one, instead of having 2.7 million, not 2.9, 8.9 million. So the sequence makes a huge difference. Sequence of return risk. You don't want to take money out on a falling market. You may run out of money depending on what you want to, how much you're taking out. A lot of people talk about the 5% or 4% rule. Well, we have software to show you in different scenarios what could happen if you get the wrong rate. So you want to mitigate sequence re-risk. Okay, let me skip down through some of this stuff. Behavior risk I mentioned. Now, are you a follower, an independent, accumulator? What type of investor? A follower is someone who's what? Passive, kind of a buy and hope, buy and hold type strategy. Tend to comply with advice from friends, families, and colleagues, the water coolers. Can make abrupt decisions based on urging from friend, family. Biggest fear is regret. And they're also afraid to make the wrong decision. And with conflicting advice from friends, families, colleagues, the follower may avoid making a decision. Are you that type of investor? Or are you an independent? You're active. We call tactical. Act quickly, decisively, confident in your research. Avid researchers and informational consumers. Maybe you are, but your wife's not. Maybe come over confident research. Often make decisions based on positive, negative market outlooks. Tend toward inflexibility. Does that fit your profile, an independent? Or are you an accumulator? Accumulator is an active, kind of a tactical type, active investor. Risk taker with strong conviction, confidence, often successful in business, and want to carry that into investing. Biggest flaw, though, is what? Overconfidence. False sense of control. Often take unnecessary risks. And overestimates, struggle to stick to a consistency strategy. Is that you? Or are you one of these type people that, you know, this is a kind of a cycle. You can't see this chart. You know, when the market's going up, they have optimism, excitement, thrill, euphoria. And then when the market starts to tank, they become anxiety, denial, fear, desperation, panic, capitulation, despondency. And then it starts to climb back up. You got a little bit of hope, relief, optimism, excitement. Boy, then you think, wow, am I smart, thrill, euphoria. So there's different cycles that many different people go through depending on what you have. So one of the things we try to do at our company, Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group, is take your risk profile and fit a plan based on your circumstances and have a plan, a base one, that will produce a predictable income that's tax efficient way of investing for retirement so you have more peace of mind. If that's something that you desire, want to learn more about, then call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial. It'll take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has our contact information. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, I got some powerful information to piggyback on what Dr. Pitar talked about last week, and it's been in the news this week about that lab, that virus in the University of North Carolina. So you want to stay tuned for that and much more.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. It's the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So before we talk about that lab in University of North Carolina, let me ask you a few questions. If you could reason with a Democrat, there wouldn't be any Democrats. And here's a quote. It says, "For the life of me, I'll never understand how Democrats can question our president's sanity while continuing to put Maxine Waters in front of camera." That's by Candace Owens. And what did Nancy Pelosi do? She's having Maxine Waters head up a committee. You know, she's ahead of the Financial Service Committee, chair of the House. I wasn't sure if you aware or not. Here's another quote. "I trust a billionaire that became a politician a hell of a lot more than I trust politicians that become billionaires by being politicians." I don't think we know any of those, do we? Imagine, if you will, a group of people so trusted by hate they may be angry that their president was investigated and found innocent. Is that shocking or what? Now, not that you need any more proof that America has gone insane. Here are 25 examples. I'm going to give you a couple that would convince any rational person that we're living in a bizarre world. I call it the Twilight Zone. And folks, if you're listening to this, you're probably in the Twilight Zone with me or bad dream, thinking that we need to wake up. It's the Democrats. You know, last four letters of Democrats as rats are part of the rodent family, have made our country insane. 98.9% of the following is what Dems want. If a dude pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Let me think about that. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influence our elections are bad, but illegal Mexicans voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. Illegals aren't required to show ID, but citizens can't buy cough medicine without it. Citizens are fined if they don't buy their own health insurance, and then they are forced to buy it for illegals. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. Inflammatory rhetoric is outrageous, but harassing people in restaurants is virtuous. I have many more. If you'd like to get copies of that, let me know. I'll send you that. Unbelievable. So let's talk about what's going on with this virus. What is going on? There are very serious accusations. This is even on the good on the show, the Fox News in the morning, Fox and Friends, where they were talking to Pompeo, and he kind of deflected. And also Mayor Juliana talked about this too, so it's getting some credit from other people talking about it. So there are very serious accusations surfacing now about the origins of COVID-19. Years ago, Chinese virologist Dr. Shi Shengli was working on a joint project between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the University of North Carolina. Something happened in 2014 that caused the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the joint research project on bat coronavirus due to the risk it posed to health and safety. But that didn't stop Dr. Xinghai. The Chinese government welcomed her. In the next year, 2015, China launched its own first-ever mainland biolab to study the most severe infectious diseases. Dr. Xi, I'll just say what name's easier to pronounce, landed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where she directs the Center of Emerging Infectious Disease. That same year, Dr. Xi co-published a paper discussing bat coronavirus that showed potential for human emergence. The DHS shut down these experiments, Department of Home Security shut down these experiments in America, because they were what? Too high risk, folks. But China, press forward. It's time to hold China accountable with investigations and sanctions right now for the damage that has been caused around the world. Some U.S. legislators are joining our push for sanctions against China. Now's the time to rise up and demand answers. In addition, U.S. government, now listen to this, folks, took safety one step further by banning funding for risky virology studies. However, now listen to this. Between 2014 and 2019, under Dr. Fauci's leadership as director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, called the NIAID, awarded a total of $3.7 million in grants to the Echo Health Alliance to study the risk of future coronavirus emergence from wildlife using in-depth field investigations across the human-wildlife interface in China, according to the Washington Examiner. And bats are one of the main focuses of this organization. As much as, I'm ready for this, of 700,000 of our tax dollars were funneled through Dr. Fauci's NIAID and given to the now famous Wuhan Institute of Virology, where Dr. Xi continued her research. This was research that was banned from the United States. That's why that Dr. Buttar said he should be in jail, because it was considered too risky. It was even considered too risky to fund in other nations. But the NIAID, Dr. Fauci's organization, funded it anyway. This leaves us with a serious question. Did Dr. Anthony Fauci authorize the illegal payments of millions of your tax dollars to China to give a competing national powerhouse the ability to continue risky studies on bat coronaviruses? And it just happens that these studies included the exact virus that caused a pandemic within the same year of the NIAID's last grant to China. This same virus rocketed Dr. Fauci from obscurity in the public mind to becoming a household name across America. Meanwhile, China gets to keep our money and the medical knowledge they gained through this multi-million dollar process. But American scientists are left in the dark. Our medical community is out in the cold, and American taxpayers are left footing the bill. I say it's time to hold China accountable and responsible for their action. China has already manipulated this to its advantage. It has a long history of human rights violation, to say the least, and those numbers are on the rise. In fact, in addition, folks, it's facing ongoing accusations of cutting out organs, ready for this, organs of healthy prisoners of conscience for transplant surgery while the donors are still alive and aware. Is that sick or what? Yet Communist China was shockingly granted a seat on the UN, listen to this, Human Rights Council earlier this month. Within 2 days, another story broke about a call between France's president and the Chinese president. France's leader asked for 1 billion masks. You know what she said from China? We'll give them to you if you implement what? The 5G. They were bleeping that out on Dr. Buttar's video that I played last week. That's who China is, and it's time the world wakes up and recognizes it, according to the Wall Street Journal. China was holding medical supplies hostage for countries in need because it wanted to have what? Its own 5G system, monitoring the people in France. This is the same internet and technology company the American leaders are fighting against because of the serious privacy and surveillance concerns. That's why they want that six-foot rule. They can see where you're at with the cell phones, folks. And you watch and see that down the road, they're going to want to put those chips in you, the RFC radio frequency chips. So wake up. Pay attention to what's going on. So if you want to protect your money, call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963. Folks, if you want to protect your freedom, you got to speak out. Share other people. A lot of these things, their videos are being taken down. Tell other people. You got to get informed, folks. You got to get informed. And number three, the most important, you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. There's no such thing as annihilation theory. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:7. Then comes a judgment. It's not like taking a vacation next year and say, I won't go there. We're talking about forever and ever. I do a radio show on Sunday morning, the same station, WPIC, from 8:30 to 9 a.m. Jesus, God, stands at the door. He wants all. He loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. Unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. I'm paraphrasing this. So who do you say he is? Is he the God or a lunatic or a liar? The secret to getting to heaven, and many people will die and spend eternity in hell for two main reasons, ignorance and pride. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. So repentance, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and do what? Accept Jesus Christ is the God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me and Jesus. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. But who do you say he is? Now, once you become a believer, you have old nature, which is rotten, because the Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God. Then you have the new nature. So if this is you and you haven't accepted Christ, dear Lord, I pray that you ask, I ask you to forgive me, cleanse me of all my sins. And I accept Jesus Christ as the God. I believe he died for my sins. He rose from the dead. And I accept him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you said something like that, please give me a call. I'd like to give you some information. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll-free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovation LegacyFinancialStrategies.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.